Never had Wang Lung forgotten that once he had gone crawling into that great house and stood ashamed in the presence of those who lived there, so that he was frightened of even the gateman, and this had remained a memory of shame to him all his life, and he hated it. Through all his life, he had the sense that he was held in the eyes of men a little lower than those who lived in the town, and when he stood before the old mistress of the great house, this sense became crisis. So when his son said, "We could live in the great house," the thought leaped into his mind as though he saw it actually before his eyes. "I could sit on that seat where that old one sat, and from whence she bade me stand like a serf, and now I could sit there, and so call another into my presence." And he mused, and he said to himself again, "This I could do if I wished." And he toyed with the thought, and he sat silent, and he did not answer his son, but he put tobacco in his pipe and lit it with a spill that stood ready, and he smoked, and he dreamed of what he could do if he wished. So not because of his son, and not because of his uncle's son, he dreamed that he could live in the house of Huang, which was to him forever the great house. Therefore, although he was not willing at first to say that he would go or that he would change anything, yet thereafter he was more than ever displeased with the idleness of his uncle's son. And he watched the man sharply, and he saw that it was true he did cast eyes at the maids, and Wang Lung muttered and said, "Now I cannot live with this lustful dog in my house." And he looked at his uncle, and he saw that he grew thin as he smoked his opium, and his skin was yellow with opium, and he was bent and old, and he spat blood when he coughed. And he looked at his uncle's wife, and she was a cabbage of a woman who took eagerly to her opium pipe, and was satisfied with it, and drowsy, and these were little trouble enough now, and the opium had done what Wang Lung wished it would do. But here was the uncle's son, this man, still unwed, and a wild beast for his desires, and he would not yield to opium easily as the two old ones had done, and take out his lusts and dreams. And Wang Lung would not willingly let him wed in the house, because of the spawn he would breed, and one like him was enough. Neither would the man work, since there was no need and none to drive him to it, unless the hours he spent away at night could be called work. But even these grew less frequent, for as men returned to the land order came back to the villages and to the town, and the robbers withdrew to the hills in the northwest, and the man would not go with them, preferring to live on Wang Lung's bounty. Thus he was a thorn in the household, and he hung about everywhere, talking and idling and yawning, and half-dressed even at noon.